Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is 5 past 5. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. Both drivers were transported to Baxter Regional Medical Center following a two-vehicle accident on Wednesday afternoon, just before 2 o'clock, with one receiving 4 citations, including a DWI. According to the report from the Baxter County Sheriff's Office released today, the accident occurred on Kennebaker Road when a northbound vehicle, driven by 33-year-old Christina Cottle of Mountain Home, crossed the center line and struck a truck, driven by 42-year-old Aaron Davis of Mountain Home. According to a witness statement from another motorist following the Cottle vehicle, she observed the small car swerving side to side prior to the accident and immediately dialed 911. She continued to follow the vehicle down Kennebaker until she observed it swerve and hit Davis's oncoming truck. Cottle and Davis were transported by ambulance to BRMC, with both vehicles towed from the scene. In addition to DWI, Cottle was cited for having a suspended driver's license, driving left of center, and having no seatbelt. The report notes a wet road surface at the time of the accident due to rain. In state news, attorneys say a nephew of Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson plans to resign from the state Senate to focus on defending himself from corruption charges. Attorneys for Republican State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson today called the new accusations he had spent campaign funds on personal expenses, including a Caribbean cruise and tuition payments, inaccurate. But they say he's stepping down so that capital business can proceed without unnecessary distraction. In Missouri news, Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley filed a petition in Taney County Circuit Court today, urging the court to stop operations of Ripley Entertainment's Ride the Ducks in Branson. The Attorney General's office alleges violations of the Missouri Merchandising Practices Act, Missouri's principal consumer protection statute. On July 19th, 17 people drowned while on a tour of Table Rock Lake when their duck boat sank during severe weather. The petition cites safety violations alleged to have occurred that day, including ignoring life jacket requirements and weather warnings. The suit alleges the defendants have been on notice for decades of ongoing safety hazards that posed a present and deadly danger to every person who boarded a duck boat. Hawley says in a release, "This tragedy should not have happened." He says as Missouri's top law enforcement officer, he is charged with protecting Missouri consumers. He says his hope is this lawsuit will ensure unsafe duck boats and companies who put profits ahead of safety will not continue to operate. Consumers have a reasonable expectation of safety, and that was not met on July 19th. Jason Arnold Tomes of Mountain Home is set to go to trial in mid-September on a charge of theft by receiving after he was found in possession of a vehicle which he described as borrowing too long from its owner in California rather than stealing. Circuit Judge Gordon Webb announced during a session of Baxter County Circuit Court on Thursday, Tomes had declined a plea offer and appeared headed to trial on the charges against him unless circumstances changed. According to the probable cause affidavit, police did not buy the 29-year-old Tomes' claim that he had borrowed the vehicle for too long from its rightful owner in California, and they arrested him. Tomes' arrest came in February after Mountain Home Police received a complaint of a vehicle parked on the sidewalk at Post Oak Road. They discovered the vehicle had been reported stolen in California in mid-December. According to the information received on the reported California theft, the suspect was listed as Jason, with the last name of the person unknown at the time of the initial report. During the investigation, Mountain Home officers discovered the person driving the vehicle had been coming and going from an address along Meadowbrook Drive in Mountain Home for some time. Officers found Tomes at the address and reported he had the keys to the allegedly stolen vehicle on his person. An 8-year-old boy was discovered when Newton County Sheriff's deputies performed a check of the Alum Cove Trailhead in Deer earlier this month and found 4 adults with illegal drugs. According to the affidavits filed on Monday, one of the officers recognized the boy standing at the driver's door of one of 2 parked vehicles. The rear passenger door of one of the vehicles was open, with law enforcement reporting legs sticking out. As one of the deputies approached the passenger side of the vehicle to check on the occupants, he reported observing a baggie of suspected methamphetamine in plain view in the center console. The front passenger in the vehicle handed the baggie to the deputy. While all of the occupants of the vehicle were detained, the affidavits note only 24-year-old Isaiah Keith Nichols of Ozark and 30-year-old Jimmy Roy Lee Dotson of Pelser were charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia, along with misdemeanor counts of second degree endangering the welfare of a minor. When Dotson stepped out of the vehicle, a hypodermic needle allegedly fell from his lap. A search of the vehicle the 4 individuals were in revealed an uncapped hypodermic needle containing suspected methamphetamine scene and a bloody substance in the rear area where Nichols and Dotson had been sitting. Drug paraphernalia was located in the rear floorboard. The boy told officers his mother had left him at the location with her vehicle while she left with a friend. Bonds for Nichols and Dotson were set at $10,000. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 10 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us.
If you have a family member who has been diagnosed with breast cancer, you know how devastating it can be. But if that family member is a mother, sister, or daughter to you, your risk of developing breast cancer nearly doubles. Mammograms are a woman's first and best defense against breast cancer, and the Mobile Mammography Unit makes scheduling your mammogram easy, no matter where you live. Schedule your appointment today.
The Baxter Regional Medical Center's Mobile Mammography Unit will be in Mountain Home at ASC Warranty on Tuesday, October 2nd, at Real Life Church on Thursday, October 4th, and at the Pites Cancer Support House on Friday, October 5th, and in Cave City at 4 Family Health Unit on Wednesday, October 3rd.
This breast cancer awareness message is brought to you by Renee Shockey of Cruise Planners, Methven Sanitation, Knox Orthopedics, and Carter's Jewel Chest. Call 508-1164 for more information. Early detection is the key to life.
Cars aren't just transportation, they're also inspiration, a way to show off personal style and a real passion for many enthusiasts. The annual Car Craze Show and Shine Car Show and Derby Race, hosted by the Flippin Chamber of Commerce, will take place once again at Hickey Park. Rain or shine, registration begins at 9 a.m. this Saturday, with activities like the swap meet, kids games, and more continuing throughout the day. Get your motor and your heart racing at the 8th annual Car Craze at Hickey Park in Flippin this Saturday. Your news time now is 11 past 5. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has announced it is accepting applications for its next class of wildlife officer cadets. Applications will be accepted until September 7th. Those wishing to apply can go online to jobs.agfc.com for a full list of requirements, preferred skills, abilities, as well as an electronic application form. A successful partnership between the Arkansas Agriculture Department, or AAD, Law Enforcement Division, and local and state officials has led to the recovery of stolen property in Searcy County. The Newton County Times reports AAD Law Enforcement partnered with the Searcy County Sheriff's Office and the Arkansas State Police to locate properties stolen from the AAD's Arkansas Forestry Commission Work Center in Marshall. Taken in the theft were a truck, ATV, and various maintenance equipment items. The property was recovered using video surveillance footage and quick response by investigators from the respective agencies. Searcy County Sheriff Joey Pruitt says the new partnership with AAD helped to quickly stop the thief, who could have caused further damage and property loss in the area. AAD law enforcement officers investigate crimes affecting any of Arkansas's agriculture industry and enforce the regulations of the boards and commissions within the AAD. U.S. Air Force First Class Charles E. Stroud III has graduated from basic military training at Joint Base San Antonio Lackland in Texas. Stroud III is the son of Vicky and Charles Stroud Jr. and brother to Zachary Stroud of Mountain View. He is also a graduate of Mountain View High School and earned a bachelor's degree from Harding University in 2015. In order to graduate from basic military training, Stroud III completed an intensive 8-week program, including training in military discipline and studies, Air Force core values, physical fitness, and basic warfare principles and skills. Airmen who complete basic training also earn 4 credits towards an associate's in applied science degree through the Community College of the Air Force. The headliner for this week's Friday Night Block Party is Oh Happy Day. Music and activities will begin at 7 o'clock this evening on the Courthouse Square in Mountain Home. Oh Happy Day regularly performs in Branson at the Hughes Brothers. In addition to the singers, attendees will also enjoy music from a live band and comedy from 2 comedians. This week's Block Party sponsor is Bailey Insurance. For more information regarding the Friday Night Block Party, contact the event coordinator, Ron Shire, at 870-404-6347. The Mountain Home Parks and Recreation and the L.C. Sammons Youth Center will host a kids' night out for children ages 5 to 12 this evening from 6 until 10. The cost to attend is $15 per child with a sibling discount of $25 for two. The evening will include the Youth Center inflatables, climbing wall activities, stick horse races, crafts, and a petting zoo from 6 until 8. Dinner and refreshments will be provided for all in attendance. For more information, call the L.C. Sammons Youth Center at 870 425 425-7275, or you can go online to the park's website at www.mountainhomeparksandrec.com. Funeral arrangements for 89-year-old Peggy Pence of Mountain Home are pending at Roller Funeral Home. Peggy Pence died Thursday. Funeral arrangements for 61-year-old Jamie Bailey of Mountain Home are pending at Roller Funeral Home. Jamie Bailey also died Thursday. And funeral arrangements for 89-year-old Martin Blaine of Mountain Home are pending at Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services. Martin Blaine died today at Creekside Nursing Home. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 15 past the 5 o'clock hour. Matt Sharp will have the latest in your weather and your sports, so stay with us.